MRI scans at Great Ormond Street Hospital. Information for families. You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast is about having an MRI scan at GOSH. It was written and recorded in March 2008. First, we'll explain what an MRI scan is and what it's like to have one. MRI stands for Magnetic Resonance Imaging, which means that a picture is taken of the inside of the body using a strong magnetic field rather than X-rays. They're used to get detailed pictures of part of the body, which can then be used to plan treatment. The MRI scanner is a hollow machine with a tube running horizontally through the middle. To have the scan, your child will lie on a bed that slides into the tube. You're welcome to stay with your child during the scan, but if you're in the first 3 months of pregnancy, please tell us beforehand. When you arrive at the hospital, you should go straight to the MRI department on level 1 of the Variety Club building. Before the scan, we need to ask you some questions and check that you and your child aren't wearing any metal, like earrings or belt buckles, or have any metal implants inside the body. As the MRI scanner creates a strong magnetic field, wearing any metal inside the room could be dangerous. We'll ask you to sign a form confirming this. Once we've done the metal check, we'll take you and your child into the scanning room. Your child will need to lie on the bed, and depending on the part of the body being scanned, might need to wear a coil over that part. When your child is in the correct position, the radiographer will move the bed into the scanner tube and go into the control room. You and your child will be able to talk to them over the intercom system. Once the scan starts, the scanner will make a continuous knocking sound, which can be quite loud, but will give you and your child ear protectors. This is what the scanner sounds like. As well as the knocking sound, the scanner will make occasional louder noises, but the radiographer will warn you before it happens.
One's just a little bit noisier than the others, but it's a really quick one, so it's only 1 minute. So just try and keep nice and still for me.
This is what the louder noises sound like. The scan will last between 20 minutes and an hour. When it's finished, the radiographer will come back into the room and move the bed out of the scanner. Your child will be able to get off the bed, and you'll be free to go home unless you have any other appointments planned. You won't get the results of the scan straight away, as the doctor needs to write a report about it and send it to your own doctor, usually in time for your next appointment. Having an MRI under sedation. Your child will need to lie very still for the MRI scan, so we may suggest that they have some sedation to help make them sleepy and less likely to move about. The evening before the scan, it can help to reduce the amount of sleep your child has by letting them stay up an hour or two later than usual. You can then wake them an hour earlier the next morning and keep them awake on the way to GOSH. This will make your child sleepy and help with the sedation. Your child will need to stop eating and drinking some time before the sedation is given. Breastfed babies should have their last feed 2 hours before the appointment time. Children under one should have their last milk feed or solids 4 hours before the appointment time. Clear fluids such as squash or water are allowed until 2 hours before the appointment time. Children over one should have their last food or milk drink 4 hours before the appointment time. Clear fluids such as squash or water are allowed until 2 hours before the appointment time. Please follow these instructions. They reduce the risk of vomiting while under sedation. Sedation is given as a liquid to swallow, so if your child has any swallowing difficulties, please let us know beforehand. Some children need to have the sedation topped up with an injection before the scan. We'll put some local anaesthetic cream on your child's skin to numb it, just in case an injection is needed. After the scan has finished, be prepared to stay in the department until your child is fully awake and has had something to eat and drink. Most families are able to go home a couple of hours or so afterwards. Children are generally sleepier than usual for the first 24 hours because the effects of the sedative last for about a day. If your child is unduly sleepy or difficult to rouse, make sure they're in a safe position on their side and call your family doctor. Make sure that your child can cope with a juice drink before you give them anything to eat. Only give milk if your child doesn't feel sick or vomit. Your child might be irritable after sedation. This is normal. Keep a close watch on your child until they've recovered and don't leave them with an inexperienced carer. Give your child regular medication as normal. Your child should be well enough to go to school the day after the MRI scan. If you have any questions, please contact the MRI department on the number in your appointment letter. This information was compiled by the Radiology Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written and recorded in March 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.